Dream Realm Enterprises now brings you Squiggly's Pilot Error, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
When the world is in twilight, between the darkness and the light, and when you still slumber, I am somewhere in the divide. That is when they come to me. Dreams. Dreams and fantasies. Warped realities. Nightmares. Visions of the future. And echoes of the past. Are they stories? Fables? Myths? Or are they what simply lies just beyond what you call reality? Selena, come with me, and I will show you what lies inside the mists of my dreams.
Welcome, ShuttlePod 1, back to the SS Squig. You have full clearance to board, Captain Slayton, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Here we are, Captain. Home sweet home.
Did you miss it?
Hardly. Still. I suppose it'll be nice to get back to business as usual. Seems like we've been gone forever.
2 weeks on Magus Prime is hardly the Ritz.
I wonder how Fidget and the rest are getting along.
We'll be lucky if they haven't given the ship away to a bunch of Meridian pirates by now.
Well, if they have, I'll just let you fry their butts over the grill down the galley, eh?
Sounds like a plan to me, Captain.
On the other hand, scratch that. Taz would have my hide if I let you anywhere near his kitchen. Come on, I'm sure we've been missed.
Howdy, Captain. Welcome back to the barn.
Had any problems while we were away, Doc?
Yeah. Any Meridian pirates on the Squig?
What little faith you have in me.
It's not undeserved.
I'm not that inept. I pulled your butt out of the fire more than once, Flyboy. Don't you forget it.
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not likely to own up, now am I?
Boys, you're suffocating me with your hot air.
Sorry, Captain.
Yeah, won't happen again. Oh, by the way, we have some visitors that might interest you, Captain.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Company of restaurant inspectors again?
Not this time. Seems a company cargo vessel is docked. It's called the CS Titan 1. The ship's in a bad way. Seems the organic crew were killed, and now the ship is being run by the robotic maintenance detachment on board. And get this. Seems they have orders to stick with the status quo.
You're kidding me. Has the company finally gone off its head?
Finally?
Okay, scratch that. Is the company even more off its head than usual?
I think the company... Praise the company. Went off its head years back. Now they're just going for the award for the most criminally insane organized group in all the universe.
Any other good news to report, Fidget?
Just that we have a real honest-to-goodness VIP on board.
Oh?
Anyone young and sexy?
Only if you consider old and made of tin to be the same as young and sexy.
A bot?
Not just any old bot, the man himself. Award-winning news anchor, Biz Gizzet. Seems he's one of the reasons this cargo vessel's docked with us. He's itching a ride. Oh, and speaking of that vessel, Cap, the senior officer would like to have a word with you in your office. At your earliest convenience, of course.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days. I just know it.
Good afternoon, Captain. You're looking sprightly today.
I don't have time for the usual niceties, computer. Was there something you had to report?
Only that you have a call coming in, Captain, and I knew you'd want to know right away.
Who is it, computer? As I alluded to, I am a little busy at the moment.
It's your mommy, Captain, and is she ever anxious to talk to her little girl?
Oh, gods. Oh, okay. Computer, just patch her into my office. I'll be there in a minute.
Zippity-doo, Captain.
What did you just say, computer?
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Just something I picked up somewhere. Patching your mother through right now, Captain. Have a great conversation.
As if. Hello, Mother.
Sandra, just look at you. You're looking as depressed as ever.
I'm not depressed, Mother. I just have better things to do than get my monthly critique from you. So if that's all you've called for, you've picked a bad day.
Oh, it's always a bad day around you, Sandra. Why aren't you more cheerful? After all, you just got back from a 2-week vacation. You should look rested and chipper.
Are you sure you haven't mixed me up with another daughter? No, wait. Maybe that's it. They got me mixed up with another baby at the birthing clinic. And your real daughter's somewhere out there right now accepting an award for congeniality.
Ha! I should be so lucky. Look, Sandra, you need taking in hand. I'm thinking of passing by that way next month on business. I might just drop by. We can spend a whole day together.
Oh, lucky me. Oh, wait. You know what, Mother? Oh, a month? Oh, I think we're busy then. We have that deep space mining convention coming, and I really don't think any of our rooms will be available at that time.
Pity. Oh well. I'll just have to drop in on my way back through then. I'll see you then, dear. Ta-ta!
But Mother...
Did you enjoy your conversation, Captain?
As a matter of fact, I didn't. Computer, do me a favor.
Anything, just name it, Captain.
Hold all my calls for the next 2 months.
Anything you say, Captain Slayton. Have a great afternoon.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
All right, who's there? Daz, if that's you... This is not funny. What the? What are you supposed to be? The ghost of Christmas past?
No, I am the ghost of this ship's past.
Okay, Daz. I know this has to be you. It's really not amusing me this time. No more of your ghost stories, all right?
Go to the database of the SS Squeak and look up the name Dingleberry, and then you'll know who I am.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that I'm being haunted by a ghost named Dingleberry?
Hey, it's not my fault I was born with this name and stuck with it till the day I died. I mean, I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's what ended up killing me in the first place, being strapped with a name like that. That's downright criminal.
You're telling me... Anyway, if you really are a ghost, what do you want? Why come to me, and why now?
Well, you were the first person who walked up. I thought you looked like a nice, helpful fella, so I thought to myself, Self, why not talk to this laddie, eh? So are you going to go to the database and look up my name and verify my mysterious story, or not? Because if you're not, I have better things to do than standing around this corridor talking to a second-rate space pilot.
Hey, there's no need to get personal. So maybe I have better things to do than standing around talking to a disembodied spirit who makes claims to be... Wait a minute. what are you making claims to again?
I'm the former pilot of this class ship you now inhabit. A first-rate pilot at that.
All your amazing piloting skills didn't keep you from crashing and getting yourself killed.
Look, that wasn't my fault. No matter what they said in the official log.
Uh-huh, I see.
It's true. Something went wrong on that fateful night when we ran into the asteroid on which the SS Squig is now perched. And I won't rest in peace until the mystery of that crash is solved.
Yeah, but you are resting in pieces.
Oh, very funny. You're a regular Benny Hill, you are.
Who?
Never mind. Listen, maybe I'll just go off and hunt somebody else. You're not even playing along, laddie.
Can I help it if I'm just not the sort of person who's rattled by seeing some mysterious ghostly figure in the passageways?
Look, are you going to help me or not? That's simple enough. I just want you to raise some questions to your captain about the mysterious origins of the ship you Squigglies, as you've been unfavorably nicknamed, have claimed for yourselves so you can make money off her pathetic remains.
Well, we're not making all that much money. It's tough being out here on the rim where we just get the leftovers.
All right, fine. Forget it. I'm done with this. I guess I'll never get to rest in pieces. I mean peace, now will I?
Certainly not with that attitude.
All right, then. If you're not willing to help me, then...
Then what?
Oh, you'll see me, Bucko. You'll see soon enough.
The mouse that roared.
You want me to what, Captain Putch?
Look, I know this is rather irregular, Captain Slayton, but I don't know what to do with them anymore. Sphinx has gotten out of control.
In what way exactly?
Well, for starters, me and GD are always at each other's throats. He pokes fun at Popsicle at every turn. He insults Zimtron every time they come into contact. Even poor Briscoe isn't immune. And don't even get me started on what he did to Elvotron after that role reversal incident.
You know, if I had a clue about what you're even talking about, Captain, it might help me to be more sympathetic.
Oh, come on, Captain Slayton. Everybody knows about all that stuff, so don't play coy with me.
Look, Captain Putch, I'm as sympathetic as the next person, but the last thing I need is an irate ice pick running about my ship. Can't you find some other way to deal with this?
Believe me, I wish I could. The truth is, I think Sphinx actually wants off the Titan One. Besides, he's already resigned his commission and is demanding to be let off the ship. We're at least 12 months away from space dock. You just gotta help me out here.
Very well. Maybe Ren can use him in the lounge. I'm sure there must be some ice down there somewhere.
Excellent. I can't tell you how pleased that makes me, Captain Slayton. I owe you one.
Yes, you do. Hang on a minute. No, you know, on second thought, scratch that. Just try and keep your vessel away from the Squig, okay?
Oh, believe me, I don't plan to come back here again. I'll see you around, Captain. Nice doing this. I mean, talking with you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
I thought you were off doing some gambling, Lieutenant.
That was the plan, believe me. But let's just say, I got a little sidetracked. Hey, how'd you know I was gonna go play some cards at Ren's place?
What are you talking about now? It's always something with you.
Alright, never mind that. Look, Doc, I think you need to examine my head or something.
Oh? Doesn't look like anyone's tried to put a dent in it. Though it might have done you some good if they had.
I'm serious.
I'm sure you are. Just like the other 100 times you stormed into my surgery asking for help.
This time is different.
What's so different about this time compared to any of the others?
Because this time, I think I've gone off my rocker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this time I actually find myself caring about something.
Now, that is serious. Well, I ain't a psychologist. I suggest you go have a word with a captain.
You really think she can help me?
Around here, she's about the only one who can.
Right. Thanks, Doc.
Courtesy. Boy, he is sick.
So, what can you do?
Well, I can break up some ice.
We don't have any ice aboard the Squig.
Merg, you're joking. But I am a top-of-the-line ice pick. It is my purpose to break ice. I am the best ice breaker you have ever going to see. Created by the best French ice pick maker in the galaxy, Dario Polo.
Look, like I said, we haven't got any ice. So what other skills can you offer?
Well, I suppose I could be a bouncer. Looks like you have a need of one to suppose of the riffraff around here.
Hey, keep that kind of talk down. We don't want to scare off any of our paying customers now, do we?
Well, that one isn't likely to pay much. I know him, and I can tell you he's a mooch.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see about that. Okay, you need to pay the bill now, pal. That'll be 89 the Crenda. Cash.
That's nothing short of highway robbery.
Oh, yeah? Do you see a highway around here, bub? Because I don't. Now, are you going to pay what you owe me, or what?
I am award-winning robotic news anchor Fizz Gizzet, and I'll have you know that Fizz Gizzet always pays his bills. Will you take Galactic Express? Maybe you've seen my commercials for them. Galactic Express, don't leave your home planet without it.
Nope, we don't take that. Cash, Buster. Or you're heading out of here with fewer body parts than you came in with.
How about Master's Card? You will charge my order. You will obey me. You will obey me.
Look, that hypnotism crap don't work on me, Bob. I'm a bot, same as you. Now, get it into your thinning skull plating. We only accept cash money or precious metals. So, pay up. I'll get parts of your infrastructure melted down.
Is there a problem here, Vendar 7?
Oh, nothing I can't handle, X-1113, your worship.
Is he really a member of the royal family?
No, but he acts like it sometimes. Sphinx 2114B, meet the Squig security officer, X-1113C-38.
You can call me X-1113, Mr. Sphinx. Welcome aboard the SS Squig. I understand you will be with us from now on. One word of advice. Keep your nose clean, and you'll do fine. Don't let Rendar 7 here corrupt you.
No worries, Le Commandant. If I had a nose, I assure you, it would be very clean.
Good. Let's keep it that way, shall we?
Hey, where'd that TV news anchor bot go? He owes me money. This is your fault, Xy.
The name's X-1113, or Officer X. You choose. And don't worry, Ren. I'll find him. If he owes you money, I'm sure he'll pay up. At least he will by the time I'm finished with him.
I'm sure he will. Okay, Sphinx. I'll give you a try as my bouncer. But if you mess up, you're out on your rear. Got it?
Why does everyone think I have human appendages, eh?
The CS Titan 1 is ready to disengage, Captain Slayton.
And let's not hold them up, computer. Proceed.
CS Titan 1 is disengaging. CS Titan 1 has disengaged and are again on a heading back to company territory.
Oh, good. Insane bunch.
Captain?
Just scratch that computer. Captain Slayton out.
Have a super day, Captain.
Yeah.
So, we just missed him. It's a shame. Now Rendar 7 will never get the money owed to him by that news anchor.
And I'm sure that just breaks you up inside, doesn't it, X?
If you're trying to say that I am happy I failed in my duty and allowed a criminal to escape the Squig, then you are mistaken, Lieutenant Biz.
Hardly a criminal, surely. I mean, it's universal balance if Rin lost a few Lacrinda.
My point exactly. Serves him right for all the things he's gotten away with in the past on this ship.
I'm just happy to see the back of that cargo vessel.
Me too. I had a bad feeling about that ship full of loonies. Not that I feel a lot better about this ship full of loonies, mind you.
Was there something you both wanted here on the bridge?
Well, I just got to thinking.
Yes, Biz?
Well, has anyone ever thought of looking into the history of the SS Squig? I mean, do we really know what happened that made her crash into this asteroid and get fused to the surface?
The Squig is providing us with a means of commerce, Biz. Let's face it, we're the misfits of the galaxy. The company didn't want us in their infinite wisdom.
Praise the company!
And we wouldn't likely get jobs doing what we love with any other systems. So I think whatever's in the past is best left buried, don't you?
But what about the accident? What do you think really happened?
It was pilot error, wasn't it?
That's what it says in the official report. And that's good enough for me. So why don't you just scratch that thought right out of your head and get on with your life, eh, Lieutenant?
I don't know, Cap. Maybe we should consider looking into that someday. I mean, you never know. Maybe it was something else.
Huh. It's a case of flyboys sticking together, if you ask me.
Well, nobody asked you. But maybe we have to stick together. It's all just something to think about. That's all I'm saying. But then again, who cares? I don't, not really. Anyway, I gotta run. There's a gaming table down in Ren's bar with my name on it, and I have some downtime coming my way. Ciao.
Will you heed his advice, Xandra?
Do I ever take much of what Biz says too seriously, X?
That's just what I thought you'd say. So, what's next?
You know, X, the best thing about the future is that it always starts tomorrow.
And what about today?
Today? It's just another day aboard the SS Squig.
You have been listening to Selena's Dreams, created by Jonathan Patrick Russell and featuring Sally Wiggett as Selena. Starring, in order of appearance, Steve Anderson as the Squig Computer, Michelle Walters as Captain Xandra Sladen, Daryl Looney as Lieutenant Biz, Wayne Hayward as Doc Fidget, Lizanne Hayward as Lizanne Sladen, Joe Thomas as Putch, Ellie Hirschman as Dingleberry, Shane Harris as Rendar 7, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Jeff Niles as X1113, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Biz Gizzet. The Squiggly's title theme was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was composed and performed by FirstCom. The story consultant was Kay Wu. The assistant script editor and associate producer was Vince Staden. The story, Squiggly's Pilot Error, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, who also served as script editor, sound designer, post-production editor, executive producer, and director. This story is copyright 2006 Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. The next tale from Selena's Dreams is called Soleil, the Night World, by Kyle Borks, and it is coming soon for your listening pleasure. We hope you will join us then. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Danny Cutler. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dregold.net. For more information about this or any of our programs, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com.
Copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2006.